This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
WCAP, if it's Wednesday, it must be Ask Dog Lady, the radio program which airs right here on 980 WCAP every Wednesday from 1 until 3 o'clock. It's interactive radio, always looking for your phone calls at 978-454-4980. Emails, if that's the way you'd rather go, go to AskDogLady.com. And here she is, as read in publications from coast to coast, but appearing here on 980 WCAP every Wednesday, Ask Dog Lady herself, Monica Collins.
Thank you so much, Jack. And as regular listeners of Ask Dog Lady know, we are always trying to find interesting guests and interesting perspectives on dogdom. And here is one. First of all, let's just say that the whole concept here is positive dog training. And Aaron Clayton, he is a management executive with over 15 years of experience, and not all of it with dogs, I might say. But Aaron hooked up with Karen Pryor, who is Aaron will describe who Karen is, but Karen is a scientist who basically deals with behavior training in animals, all animals. And together, they now have Karen Pryor Clicker Training. If you go to clickertraining.com, you will see the whole realm of what you can do with a clicker, with a positive attitude for your dog. Aaron holds a bachelor's degree from Brown University, an MBA from the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College. He has a Labrador named Tucker, and he lives right here in Massachusetts. And clicker training is huge, because clicker training is training your dog in a positive way instead of in a, no, don't do that, get away from that way. So, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, both Monica and Jack.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
Speak.
Thank you.
Speak.
And Aaron, we just played for our listeners what a clicker sounds like. So why don't you take it from there? Tell us, just give a basic overview of what is clicker training for a dog.
Well, clicker training at its most basic level is just a system of communication between you and your dog.
Okay.
And at the scientific level, for those of your audience that may be more scientifically inclined,
right,
it's actually called operant conditioning with an event marker, or positive operant conditioning with an event marker.
Oh, an event marker.
And
that's the clicker.
That clicker is the event marker.
Okay.
And so it's basically a system where it's made up of three parts. You observe the behavior that you want.
Yes.
You mark it with the event marker, with
right,
the clicker. And then you reinforce that behavior. And the reason that you do that is because it's based on a system that is the basis of how all living organisms learn.
Yep.
They learn because what is reinforced, positively enforced, gets repeated.
Now, Aaron, we had a call earlier from a woman whose dog, nipped at her niece whenever her niece came over. And let's say that the woman teaches her dog to sit as the niece enters the house, or lie down or whatever, sees some good behavior there, and would click, right, at the good behavior?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And then
That's one way to approach it. I suspect, though, I guess it could be that it's only that niece. But I suspect this is maybe other stuff going on. But it could be only that niece, and could reinforce any behavior that was other than the behavior of running up to the niece and trying to nip at her.
Okay, so let's say in the normal course of life, your dog, your normally crazed Labrador, though, finally sits down, lies down, is calm, is good, is just sitting there in front of the fire or whatever. Would you then click and then give a treat for that behavior?
In the normal course of life?
Yes.
The issue with the woman and her niece.
Right, right.
Yeah. The answer is that once the behavior is learned, and this is probably a common misconception of the clicker training. Uh-huh. You're not stuck with carrying around this clicker your whole life.
Right.
Once the behavior's learned, that is, it's repeatable praise, you can reinforce, then you don't need the clicker anymore. You should always reinforce your dog. You can reinforce them with pet praise. You can reinforce them with what you know, with food, with a little treat. But you should always be reinforcing your dog for behavior, and that's one of the for the behavior that you want. It's one of those really aha moments that people have. It can actually change your life when you realize that what you really should be doing all the time is reinforcing behavior that you like, even if you expect the behavior, even if you've gotten used to the fact that your dog sits down by your lap.
Right.
You should be reinforcing it, because behavior is never static. Behavior is always being strengthened or it's being weakened.
So
it's never static.
Well, that's very interesting. So anytime, yeah. Let's say you're walking really well with your dog, that your dog is, you know, that you're just enjoying a really good walk with your dog.
Yep.
Do you, and let's say you have a brand new clicker and you're trying to do this behavioral training. So you're having a really good walk. Do you click then? When everything is just going along, or do you...
Yeah, but it's a little probably not specific enough to say you have a good walk.
Okay.
If that means what the behavior that you want is your dog's head is right by your knee.
Okay.
You know, when you're walking. Or your dog is no more than a step in front of you.
All right.
Whatever your criteria is for a good walk.
Okay.
Sure, you know, if you're still working on that behavior, definitely click that the moment the behavior occurs. Not after, but at the moment the behavior occurs, and then provide some reinforcement.
Hey, Aaron, it's Jack, and we're happy to have you here with us today. Let's explain this just a little bit more. The clicker, you say that marks the event.
Exactly.
So in the dog's mind, and then you, if it's a good, positive thing, you would reward with a treat. Let's say one of the wonderful freeze-dried liver chunks that we always rave about.
Tiny
here.
Little piece, because it's not about the quantity of food for the dog. It's always just about the taste, the smell,
right, exactly.
All that. It has nothing to do with the quantity.
Absolutely.
But my question was, does the dog equate the event then, or that I did something good, I'm going to get a treat?
Well, the event marker, because you've been using the clicker and always following it with a treat, the dog, that's like your Pavlovian conditioning, classical conditioning.
Yeah.
It basically says, at that moment when that thing occurred, that was the thing that got marked, therefore I give food, which is the reason, Jack, why you don't just give food without the marker, because too big a time lapses between when the behavior occurs and when you can deliver the food.
Yeah.
So another word that the scientists use for an event marker is a bridge. It's it's bridging the time between when the event occurred and when you deliver the reinforcement.
Oh, very interesting.
It is very interesting, and it really. So tell me, Aaron, in your business and in your looking at this, and obviously it's big enough to have a business for this. What is the reaction among trainers to clicker training? I mean, is it a really successful way to train?
It's been an incredibly successful way to train for trainers for a number of reasons. One is that it, you know, completely changes the dynamic of training. You know, years and years and years and years, people have been training the dogs, and it's really been almost a craft, you know, passed down from person to person, an apprenticeship kind of system. Clicker training is science. It's based on well-known and established science. It's now endorsed by, you know, the Veterinary Society of Animal Behaviorists. It's endorsed by, you know, it's the way all the training happens in every oceanarium in the world with the killer whales, with dolphins. And the reason why, you know, people turn to it is because it's not something that's a mixture of witchcraft and, you know, I learned it from so-and-so.
Right.
It is science.
Right, it's science.
And it becomes accessible to everybody because it's science.
Right, right. And you get results.
Of course, then you get results. But among the training community, one of the big ahas is, oh my gosh, it's not like I just have to, apprentice with the best trainer in the whole country for the rest of my life.
Right.
It's science. You can read about it. You can look it up.
Right.
You can understand it. You can go to a class. You can go to a classroom, and you can learn from great people. But it's also accessible if you wanted to just do it on your own.
Well, listen, we have to take a break here, Aaron, but we'd love to talk to you more when we come back. We have lots more questions for you.
Great. I'll hang on.
Thank you.
It's 980 WCAP Interactive Radio, 978-454-4980. Quick break, and then back with more. I wonder if this could work on the boss. Wait a minute. Give me a raise. Give me a raise. Raise. Yes. Going to need to work a little bit more on that.
Yeah, you will, Jack.
980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
So they can help pollute the air.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.